Rediffusion takes pride in presenting Portrait of the First Lady, Lady Audrey Doreen Ward, wife of the Governor General Designate Sir Dighton Ward. This feature contains an interview with Lady Ward and also comments by people who have shared some parts of her life with her. Beginning the interview with Olga Lope Seal, Lady Ward takes us back to her early childhood days.
I was born at Needham's Point Lighthouse, as you would say, which is now the site of the Hilton Hotel. My father was Alan Campbell Ramsey, and my mother was Wilhelmina Ramsey. He was a civil servant in charge of that whole area. My father was a very strict man and kept us all in order. I had two brothers and two sisters, and I was the youngest. And we had a lovely time bathing and having fun in the sea right there by the lighthouse. My early school days, I went to Miss Kilkelly's private school in Bay Street. She was a famous English teacher at that time and a very strict lady as well. I remember my first school teacher was Miss Ruth Sainsbury, taught me my alphabet, and I love her up to today. I saw her recently in town. I was reminding her about it. Of course, I got a few pinches for the bigger girls, and she used to protect me. My eldest sister was also at that school at the time. Then I left there, and I went to the St. Michael's Girls' School when it was first opened. There was a whole crowd of us who went there. It was a beautiful school, and we had Miss Nora Burton, Miss Nella Tate, an English headmistress, and Mrs. Brown, and we had Miss Grace Thorne, who is now Lady Adams, and she was my form mistress, and I also worshipped her then. I became a girl guide and games captain of the school. I played a lot of games there. I was Victrix Ludorum, doing all the high jumping, running, playing tennis and netball. I also acquired my lifesaver's badge while I was there and had to go to guide camp and sit on the beach and just watch these girls and see if they were going to drown.
You seem to have had a pretty busy school life, but did you get into any mischief, as most young girls do at school?
Well, I don't know about at school so much. It's more in my private life as a schoolgirl. My father always had to bring me out of trees and tell me I'm not a school boy. I've come down. Yet still he would ask me to go and help with the goats and the cows that he used to keep. And I would say, well, I'm not a boy, I'm a girl. Yeah, I had lovely school life. I used to race on bicycles and fall down and all sorts of things, pitch marbles with the boys. I was the only girl among a whole lot of them.